What is going on, everybody? This is Chris Thomas from 98.5 Uptown Radio. I'm here with Trick Williams. What's going on, man?
Trick Willie back in South Philly. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely, man. Whenever you come back here, man, what's the first spot you hit up?
Oh, man, I hit the Terminal Market, man. I'm pescatarian now. I can't do the cheesesteaks like I used to. So, you know what I mean? I find me some good seafood, and, you know, I'm good with that.
Yeah. I interviewed Roxanne Perez earlier. She's still looking for, you know, the best Philly cheesesteak in the city. Any recommendations for her?
Max's. Easy. Go to Max's. North Philly.
So, obviously, it comes full circle for you looking at your journey. You played here for the Philadelphia Eagles. You got your start here. Stand and deliver, man. What's the one thing you're definitely looking forward to, man, for Saturday?
Man, I'm looking forward to getting my revenge, man. I've been crossed by a man I used to call my brother. In the city of brotherly love, how fitting is that? You know what I mean? He's crossed me a few times. He lied about it. He faked his own injury. He stabbed me in the back after the Vengeance Day match. Then he, you know, he stabbed me in the back after a Noam Dar match with some, you know, with some trickery. So now it's my turn. You know what I mean? He's going to feel me.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, you started your journey just a few years ago. You know, Mello and Trick, you debuted in the first episode of NXT 2.0. Did you honestly envision yourself being in this position?
Absolutely, 100%. You know what I mean? When we first said, hey, we're going to do this, I told him I'm a main eventer. And he said the same. So I guess this is what happens.
And last night, Wally Mania was a great event, honoring Shelton Benjamin. So, you know, Shelton Benjamin, MVP, Bobby Lashley, you know, Kofi Kingston, you know, all those guys we saw growing up, you know, big on representation. So how big of an influence, you know, having those guys and, like, having those veterans did for you in your journey?
Man, all of them have been, like, extremely, like, supportive, helpful in our careers, man. Shout out to Shelton Benjamin. I'm glad he gets the flowers he deserves. MVP, Booker T, everybody. I know he wasn't there last night, but all those guys, man, I'm just thankful to know them, and they do deserve their flowers, so.
And obviously, you know, you're up next, you know, Carmelo Hayes, like, even on the women's side, like Che Cargo, Bianca Belair. So how important is, you know, that representation, you know, for you and the next generation going forward?
Man, it's everything, man. We wanna make a way for people to be inspired, you know what I mean? Make wrestling feel like it felt for us when we was young. You know what I mean? Make the kids feel something that's real so they can pursue this and wanna be a star themselves.
And last question, you also an Eagles fan, right? Listen, what do you thought about Saquon Barkley coming here, man?
Man, that's huge, man. I mean, we already had some good running backs, but Saquon Barkley is next level. So, you know, that's amazing. Man, shout out to Saquon. Shout out to the Eagles, man. I can't wait to see how we do this year.
Yeah, man, Super Bowl bound?
I already know. We're supposed to go last year.
Yeah. Because that's all it is?
That's all it's going to be.
Thanks, Trick.
All right.